Hi there, I'm Dr. Jenna Glover, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday of Pride Week. As you know, I'm a psychologist specializing in dialectical behavior therapy, and I'm here to share how flexible thinking can help us navigate a non-binary world. Today, I'm breaking down emotion regulation, which is the process of managing your emotions so that you can more easily adapt with the world around you. For example, it can be easy for negative thoughts to spiral when you don't feel accepted, like at work, school, or even with your family. But if you can regulate your emotions, you're more likely to cope in a productive way and find peace, even in tough times. Oftentimes people ask me, how can I control my emotions? And really, that's not something that we want to do. Instead, we want to regulate our emotions, to change our relationship with them, to understand them, and utilize the information they're giving us to make effective decisions. Dialectical thinking is really important in emotion regulation because often we see our emotions in the extremes. We think of sad as being a bad emotion or anger as a bad emotion, when the reality is emotions are just emotions. We can experience something and it can be difficult and it can be helpful. When we start losing the judgment related to emotions that there's good or bad emotions, but instead that emotions just exist, we step into a dialectical mindset that helps us allow our emotions to come and for us to give them space. In a lot of ways, emotions are like children who want attention. When we ignore them, they tend to get louder. Your emotions might come out during a conversation with a friend where you say something and later think, I can't believe I said that. It's because we're not honoring our emotions and paying attention to them when they happen in the moment. Dialectics helps us to recognize anger, there you are, neither good nor bad, you're just present. One of the things we know is that LGBTQ plus community has to deal with a lot of stress related to being in a minoritized population. We are experiencing difficult situations at a more frequent rate relative to other people in the population. Somebody might misgender you. Somebody might use the wrong pronouns. You might go to a hospital like I did once and have a baby, and they give you a form to fill out for the mom and the dad for the birth certificate. All of those create a range of emotions that can come out of nowhere at any given time. We also know that those in the LGBTQ plus community experience substance use disorders at a much higher rate than the general population, anywhere from 3 times to 5 times more. And this is something I experienced in my own life. Shortly after coming out, I had a profound loss of community. I was dealing with a new identity and navigating coming out at times and withholding that information at others. The amount of stress I felt was profound, and I often sought escape through substances because it gave me immediate relief. Later on, I was able to use dialectical behavior therapy to help manage my emotions rather than reaching for alcohol to numb the pain. It's very important for those in our community to be able to have these skills, to be able to honor the emotions and to deal with the unexpected difficult things that we didn't ask for, but that we are required to cope with. One of the most important ways to honor our emotions is to recognize them. One of the sayings we have in therapy is name it to tame it. There's something really important about naming your emotions, and we know when you name them, the intensity of the emotion goes down just in that simple act. So we honor our emotions by taking time to recognize, how am I feeling? Maybe it's irritability. Maybe it's rage. Maybe it's despair. Name the emotion. The second thing is drop the label. Again, it's neither good nor bad. It just is. And we know that allowing and recognizing difficult emotions ends up helping us move through them more quickly. It's associated with greater psychological well-being when we're able to say, right now I feel angry. Finally, catch yourself saying, I shouldn't feel this way, or judging how you feel. It's stupid that I feel this way. There's no reason I should feel this way. Stop invalidating yourself. Instead, say, this is what I'm feeling, and it makes sense I'm feeling this right now, because those small things are ways that we can honor our emotional experience. That's all for now. And don't miss tomorrow's episode, when I'll break down how dialectical thinking can help us address our needs and build stronger relationships. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you then.